FM 100.1 and 1110 KBND Sports.
We'll tip things off with a recap of high school basketball from last night as Crook County defeated Madras 72-61 and Lapine beat Elmira 45-32. On the girls' ticket, Madras bested Crook County 44-43, while Elmira downed Lapine 59-52. The Trailblazers are paying a visit to Ja Morant and the Grizzlies as Portland takes on Memphis tonight at the FedEx Forum. The Blazers come off a 4-point win over the Hawks and have won 3 of their last 4 games. Damian Lillard scored a team-high 42 points and was a perfect 17 of 17 from the free throw line in the victory over Atlanta. Justice Winslow remains out with an ankle injury. The NFL coaching carousel is in full rotation as the Denver Broncos agreed to acquire Sean Payton in a trade with the Saints. The longtime New Orleans head coach had still been under contract with the team despite stepping away last year. The Broncos are sending the Saints a 2023 first-round draft pick and a 2024 second-round pick in the deal. Elsewhere, San Francisco 49ers defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans is the new head coach of the Houston Texans. Reports say it's a 6-year contract for Ryans, who played linebacker for the Texans in 6 of his 10 NFL seasons. Meantime, the Seahawks could be losing their quarterback's coach as ESPN reports Dave Canales is interviewing with the Ravens for a second time as the team looks to fill their open offensive coordinator position. Elsewhere in college softball, Oregon opens the 2023 season ranked in both major polls. The Ducks are number 24 in the preseason NFCA poll, 2 spots lower than their ranking in the USA softball preseason poll. The Ducks open the 2023 season against Maryland on February 9th. In local women's soccer news, the Portland Thorns have opened their preseason training camp in Bend and are practicing at the Bend FC Soccer Complex. The Thorns will hold a practice open to the public on Friday from noon to 1, and a meet and greet and autograph session will follow in the early afternoon. The 2023 NWSL regular season will kick off on March 25th. I'm Josh Eldridge for FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND.